You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. When was the last time you were solicited for a survey? Chances are very recently, according to commentator Gary Borders, who now and again takes the bait and fills one out.
One could make a full-time job out of taking surveys, not that it pays terribly well. My wireless carrier wanted me to fill one out after keeping me on hold for 30 minutes. Our auto insurance carrier asked me to fill out a customer satisfaction survey after I filed a claim for a minor fender bender in our driveway. Once, after eating at a Mexican restaurant, the waitress pleaded for me to go online and fill out a survey. I could win $5,000, she claimed. So I went online and I filled out the survey from Mexican Food Hell. I didn't realize there existed so many ways to describe the experience of consuming an enchilada or refried beans. A few months ago, I kept getting calls on my cell phone from a phone number in Seattle. When I would answer, a recorded message would ask me to take a survey. The voice promised that if I did so, I'd win a 3-day cruise. I promptly hung up each time. The automated caller was persistent. After a dozen or so attempts, I caved and pressed a button to allow the survey to proceed. Turns out it was politically oriented and clearly aimed at supporting a conservative cause or candidate, though it never identified what or whom. The questions were quite slanted, so I did my contrarian best to answer in as left-wing a manner as possible. Now, if the questions had been leaning to the left, I would have posed as a red meat-eating right-winger. I was just annoyed by the harassing phone calls by that point, regardless of the political affiliation. The survey was mercifully brief. The automated voice said I would now be connected to a cruise specialist. I was still skeptical, but stayed on the line. An actual human came on board and said, "So are you here to learn about the free cruise for which you are now eligible?" Feeling a bit smart alecky, I replied, "Allegedly." My iPhone did that boop, boop, boop sound, which indicates the call has ended. I had been dumped, despite having taken the survey against both my will and better judgment. I guess the fellow didn't appreciate my responses, so no cruise for us. That's okay. Actually, I would rather eat glass and wash it down with bleach than go on a cruise anyhow. I've been there and done that. That is one life experience I don't plan on repeating. I just wanted to see if a cruise was actually going to be offered after all the aggravating unsolicited phone calls. The big box stores where I regularly wander the aisles offer shopping sprees if I'll fill out the survey. By now, the clerks are so tired of making the pitch to customers that they just circle the survey's website address at the bottom of their seat and hand it to you. Here are the top three surveys I hope to never have to fill out. 1. Please tell us about your recent experience at the proctologist. 2. You were ticketed recently for speeding in our lovely town of Malakoff, gateway to, well, not much of anything. Please take a few moments to tell us about your interaction with Officer Barney Fife. This will not reduce your fine, but you will be entered into a drawing to win a quarter pounder with cheese at the Malakoff McDonald's. Fries are extra. And 3. Finally, you recently filled out a 45-minute survey for us. Would you mind taking a few minutes to fill out another survey to tell us about your experiences filling out that survey? That way we can do a better job in the future creating surveys that are even more intrusive and annoying. That last one's coming. I know it is.
Commentator Gary Borders is a journalism instructor at Kilgore College, and chances are his students will one day fill out a survey about him and the classes he teaches. You can find his work and get in touch with him at GaryBorders.com. Morning Edition continues in a moment.